Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool time!
That's right. Binford Tools is proud to present Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Thank you, Heidi. Thank you, everyone. Welcome to Tool Time. I am Tim the Toolman Taylor, but of course you know that. That's probably why you tuned in. And of course you all know my assistant, Al Borland. Give it up for Al here. Thank you. Well, as you might have noticed by our clever sign, it is Hot Rod Week here in Tool Time. And we are just counting down the days when I finish my 46 Ford convertible right here. We're calling this our countdown to coolness.
You know, how come we never devote a week to my car?
Well, that'd be exciting. Tool Time salute to old station wagons.
Well, can we just get on with the first segment?
Okay, why don't we?
Okay.
There's been big historical moments in all of television. Remember the first step on the moon? Right in it. Oh, yeah. The Berlin Wall falling down. Look to those big bricks. They hurt me, dude. Look out. But today, on this soundstage, we're going to break all records. This will be the biggest thing in history of television. I'm going to pick out the color of my convertible top. Huh?
That's right. So why don't we bring out the man who will show Tim all of his color choices, auto design specialist George Sparky Henderson. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for coming, Sparky.
Tim. I want to say it's an honor you're having me here as part of this historic moment.
I couldn't do without you, Sparky.
All right.
Let's take a look at some colors.
Love to, Tim. We've got lots of samples here, but our wheel, thank you, Heidi, is going to help determine what is the best color for the top of your car. Now, we have here the color that you've used for the exterior, which is a ruby pearl. Excellent choice, Tim. Then the interior, Tim, you chose roan.
Right.
So we line up these two colors, and then the inner wheel will show which color will best complement these two.
Well, you know, the burgundy's awfully tasteful.
Wrong. All right, now you have an awful lot of options here, Tim.
Wait, hold it. Stop right there. I think I know exactly what I want.
Well, Tim, you still haven't seen all of your options.
Once I make a decision, Al, I've made my decision.
That's right, Al. When a man sees something, he buys it, that's it, case closed.
That's right, not like a woman buying a purse. I don't know, does this go with my house? Look at the size of this.
All right, so what color are you going with?
I'm going to go with, Klaus, a drum roll, please. I'm going to go with Hunkay.
Hunkay.
White.
Oh, white, yeah. I get that, yeah. Right. Well, now, that's a very bold choice, but tan is very nice.
No. Absolutely positively going with white. Or beige.
So much for a man being able to make up his mind.
Well, you have an awful lot of beiges to choose from. Ecru, now there's a fun beige.
Ooh, let's not forget eggshell.
Oh, I love eggshell. Snappy, snappy, snappy.
Ooh. Oh, no, what do you think about cashew?
Al, we're talking about convertible tops, not what you store for the winter.
All right.
Sparky asked me to call. We're looking for a special fabric for a new convertible top. Well, is Big Jim there? How about Spanish Bob? One-Eyed Ned?
Sounds like he's calling a pirate ship.
Hi, guys. Never guess what happened today.
You bought me a Ferrari.
Even better. I was asked to be on that talk show. Talk to me. Tim, I'm going to be on television.
No. I'm talking to One-Eyed Ned. He's got a bum ear.
No. I have no gum in my rear.
Look, When Big Jim comes, just have him call me. Thanks. Now, what do you want to watch? What would you like to watch on television?
No. I'm going to be on television.
Would you witness a crime or something?
No, I'm going to be on Barbara Canfield's talk show. Oh. This particular segment is called Women on Top.
I rented that one.
It's about professional women who want it all.
That's the one.
Okay, you don't want to hear about this? I won't bore you with the
come
details.
Come on, what do you want? Tell us all the details. What's
yeah,
up?
So how much are they paying you?
No, I'm not doing this for money. And this is an honor. I'm going to be on a panel with two very distinguished women. One of them's an economist, the other one's a doctor.
Wow, really balanced out the group. Part-time student with no income.
Well, actually, the chairman of the psychology department recommended me. They were looking for somebody who'd successfully raised a family and is about to re-enter the workforce.
Well, I think that is great. What do you think, guys, huh?
Yeah, it's cool. When's the show?
4 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, too bad. 4 o'clock tomorrow, I gotta go with Sparky check out some car code. It's very important. Well, I'm thinking, certainly not as important as watching my wife on a talk show talking about women's issues.
What are you writing there, Benny?
A birthday note to my mom. How to spell IOU?
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Timmy.
Oh, Tim, what's it going to be, the dusty sand or the sandy beach?
What's going on?
We've been all over town fabric shopping.
For my top.
I always saw you in a slinky off-the-shoulder number.
Convertible top for my car, you idiot.
Have you thought of a toasted marshmallow?
Not as often as you have, Al.
Look, Tim, I'm late for my step aerobics class. I'll leave this here with you. Make a decision. I'll be back in a half an hour.
So, Tim, we haven't seen much of you lately. Should I take that personally?
Yes. I'm working really hard on my hot rod. I was trying to get this thing done by Friday.
Well, you must have been busy. I haven't spent any money here in weeks. I had to cancel my trip to Hawaii.
You just talked to Dolores. She didn't say anything about a trip.
Dolores wasn't invited. Besides, she's on her own vacation. She's scaring the bulls in Pamplona.
Man, look at the time. I'm supposed to watch Jill on TV at 4 o'clock. Would you tell Sparky I'll be back in about an hour?
Hey, watch it here.
Hey, good idea.
What's she doing?
She's on that talk show, Talk to Me. The segment's called Women on Top.
That was a video, wasn't it?
And welcome to Talk to Me. Today's topic is Women on Top. We'll meet women who had it all, gave it up, got it back, and are doing it better than ever.
Well, this looks good.
My guests today are Kathleen Fitzsimmons, mother of two, now an economist with Allied Bank. Jill Taylor, mother of three, just about to complete her master's in psychology. And Dr. Diane Peck, mother of two, now a pediatrician.
This reminds me of my first appearance on TV.
Yeah, when you set your hair on fire.
The first question I would like to ask all of you is, how did your husbands react when you told them you were going to re-enter the workforce? Diane?
It's amazing. I get a job with one of the top pediatric groups in Detroit, and all my husband could say was, who's going to cook for me?
What's wrong with that?
Jill, how about you? How did your husband react when you told him you were going back to school?
Tim?
If that's your husband.
Well, as memory serves, he was very supportive.
Boy, I wish I had a husband like yours. Mine's a total caveman.
Mine, too. When I told him I wanted my own career, he couldn't even articulate words. He just kind of went... How did you know that?
Lucky guess.
What kind of dirt you got on Jill? She's making you look good.
Yeah, speaking of looking good, what do you think it would take for me to get a date with the host?
A miracle not even God could pull off.
Jill, you're the psychologist. What do you think is going on under the surface with these guys?
Well, it's very common. Often a man feels threatened when a woman usurps his role as hunter-gatherer. I think that's why Diane and Kathleen's husbands reacted the way they did.
Well, why do you think your husband is so understanding? Why is he the exception to the rule?
Well, Tim is one of a kind. I mean, Tim breaks all the rules. Tim breaks everything.
You know, upon closer inspection, Jill's looking
right. Hey.
You know, you're very lucky to have a husband who's made the transition so much easier.
I wish my experience had been a walk in the park like Jill's.
Well, it wasn't exactly.
Yeah, in a perfect world, I guess we'd all be skipping through life, right, like Jill? Yeah.
Skippity, skippity do.
Well, no, wait, I'm not skipping through life. I mean, I've struggled, just like the rest of you. I mean, believe me, my husband is far from perfect.
Look out, incoming.
Jill, what did your husband say when you told him you wanted to be a psychologist?
His exact words?
Yeah.
Were, what for you should become a turret lathe operator.
They make good money.
Oh, and I can never talk to him about what I'm studying because he thinks psychology is totally bogus.
So you must be pretty resentful.
Oh, no, please don't misconstrue what I'm saying as anger towards my husband. I could never be angry at a man who's in such a vulnerable state.
Exactly what do you mean by a vulnerable state?
Well, he's in midlife crisis. I mean, he's emotionally fragile.
Oh, you poor hunter-gatherer, you.
Let me get you a tissue.
Would a hug help?
It's really wonderful that you can be so empathetic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to be. I mean, Tim is emotionally off-center right now. He's crying out for help.
Hey, you guys hear something? Help! Help!
It's very interesting the way that this manifests itself.
Tell us.
Well, he comes up with all kinds of crazy ideas. Like, he wanted to buy and move up to a hunting lodge.
With the kids? The whole family?
Yeah, the whole family. Oh, and he wanted to fly into outer space.
Oh, now that is crazy.
Oh, in the middle of writing my master's thesis, he decided he wanted to have another baby.
At your age? That's a lot of nerve.
Oh, you poor thing.
Oh, no, wait. No, he's the one that's suffering. That's why it is so important for me to listen to all of his ideas, no matter how stupid or pathetic.
I'll tell you, I think we should give a big hand to the woman who has it all, in spite of the man who wants to take it away and keep it for himself.
That went well.
Man. Dolores rags on me, but it's in the privacy of a bowling alley.
Well, hey, at least this is on late in the afternoon. Who's going to watch this stupid thing anyway?
Yeah, that's right.
Eight people watching this damn thing. People.
Tim!
What is it?
I saw what Jill said about you on the TV.
Where?
All the guys in the gym felt your pain. I mean, a lot of them tried to cover up by laughing.
Were you one of them, Sparky?
I'd rather not say.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Mom. Great job on the show.
Really? So you don't think that I went overboard?
Well, it's hard to say. Why don't you ask your stupid, pathetic husband?
Is he upset?
Well, no. Never came home to watch a show with us today.
Oh, thank God.
We taped it. You want us to hide it?
No, I want you to burn it.
Hello, Jill.
Goodbye, Mom.
So I heard that you never made it home to watch the show.
No, I didn't make it home to watch the show.
Well, that's okay, because it was really not interesting.
You don't think?
No.
I was able to catch it at the hardware store in front of all my friends, though.
How are they doing? You know, I really have been missing Benny.
Benny's great. He's really great. He's been laughing a lot lately. As a matter of fact, they've all been laughing a lot lately. They thought your performance was really funny.
Tim, before you start overreacting, I think you should remember some of the things you've said on Tool Time about women.
No,
such
no.
As, women are decisive, my wife this, my wife that.
I am paid to be a character on Tool Time.
Oh, and your character just happens to be married to a character named Jill?
Jill's a very common name.
And the Jill that you said drooled in her sleep, and the Jill that you said had bad morning breath was this Jill.
Those are the only two times I've ever mentioned your name specifically. You went on TV and said I was suffering a midlife crisis, told everybody that, that it was stupid to want another child. You called me fragile.
Well, I was just trying to get a psychological perspective on men in general. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean you.
Well, funny thing, the only one you mentioned was me.
Well, no, I wasn't talking about you specifically. I was referring to the global you.
Oh, yeah. The global me.
Yeah.
Well, now the global me is walking around without any globes.
You know, that's why it's so important that I listen to all of his ideas, no matter how stupid or pathetic. You know...
What?
That I listen to all of his ideas, no matter how stupid or pathetic.
What was I thinking?
Oh.
Wilson, is that you?
Oh, I'm so sorry, neighborette. Good thing I wasn't juggling chainsaws.
Yeah. I didn't know you juggled.
Oh, yes, indeedy. I'm a little bit rusty. But in my younger days, I worked in the circus. As a matter of fact, I roomed with a two-headed man.
Did you split the utilities three ways?
No, five ways. We also lived with Nicky, the lobster boy, and Margo, the human corkscrew.
I'm rooming with Tim, the ticked-off tool man. I was on a talk show today, and I said some things about him I shouldn't have said.
Well, Tim's done that to you on Tool Time.
Yeah, but I said that he was stupid and pathetic.
Oh, my. What caused you to do that?
Well, I don't know. All these women were trashing their husbands, and I didn't want to do that. You know, I wanted to explain Tim's behavior.
Well, who were these women?
Oh, well, they were very successful professional women. One was a doctor, the other was an economist. And...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
All I said was, mm-hmm.
Well, but what you meant was that the reason that I was analyzing Tim was because I was insecure around these successful women and felt that I needed to show off how much I knew about psychology.
Mm-hmm.
You make another good point. I mean, I was validated for what I said, so I went on and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
I sold Tim out to make myself look good.
Mm.
Wow. You're really tough on me sometimes, Wilson. But you don't make me feel judged. You know, you are just a genius. How do you do that?
I just tell it like it is.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
Well, not as good as the woman that had it all. Got it back, ducked on the ground and rubbed my nose in it. What's all this?
I know I shouldn't have said what I did, so I cooked your favorite meal as a sort of peace offering.
Bratwurst, knackwurst?
As an appetizer, liverwurst. I guess you could say this is my worst meal.
I say it about all your meals.
I didn't mean to talk about our private life on television. I guess once I got surrounded by all the successful women, my self-esteem issues were triggered, and I wanted to impress them, so I overcompensated by...
Honey, back the Freud Fairlane up here. You got carried away. You're trying to show off with the girls. I was the butt of your tirade.
Yeah, that's right. You got it.
I do it all the time on Tool Time. Now I know how you feel.
So you're not going to hold this against me?
No, I'm a guy. I let this stuff go. I do want to ask one thing, though. Are you ticked off at me for making you go through this midlife thing?
Well, you know, sometimes it is hard for me to keep up with the changes you're making. But I love that you're experiencing all these new emotions that you never thought you'd have.
I hate new emotions. I hate old emotions.
It did make me appreciate what you have to go through every day.
What, being married to you?
No, being in front of the camera. putting it out there in front of everybody. I mean, how do you get over being nervous?
There's a little thing I do to relax. I make fun of women.
It's spring again. The time when a young man's fancy turns to cheese.
That's right. And check out Saginaw's new line of spring cheeses.
When it's springtime, it's string time.
Bucky, pull me up a little bit of that string cheese. Saginaw cheese.
Cheese is good.
Welcome back to Tool Time. It's that magic moment.
That's right. We're about to reveal Tim's completed hot rod.
Oh, thank God. I can't wait.
Well, I've never seen you this excited about a car before.
I'm excited because it's finally finished.
Yeah, we can get our lives back.
If I were you, I'd go with a whole new one.
Okay, on the count of three, we're going to reveal Tim's totally tricked out 46 Ford convertible. Everybody, one, two, three!
Yeah! All
right. Hey, Tim, there's no upholstery, there's nothing. You were supposed to finish this. What happened?
Well, after we changed the color of the convertible top, I had to take the upholstery out because the seats didn't match, neither the side panels. The motors, the maroon didn't match the maroon of the car, so I'm going to repaint that too.
That's going to take like 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Klaus, drum roll, please.
Funny color, Jim?
It's a funny color.
That Jill was this Jill.
The only two times I've ever mentioned your names were that time, the bike and dash.
Yeah. How are they? I've been missing Benny.
In my younger days, I worked in the circus.